저는 믿습니다. 여러분께 모십니다. 여러분은 여러분 자신을 믿으십니까?
With South Korea's presidential campaign in its last few days, Chung Dong-young's rallies remain loud and passionate. Despite that enthusiasm, with an approval rating of about 16%, Chung trails the race's frontrunner by about 30 percentage points. Chung is the nominee of the United New Democrats Party, or UNDP, an alliance of liberal politicians that came together earlier this year after the Uri Party of President Noh-myung dissolved. Uri suffered massive defeats in local elections last year, mainly based on voter discontent with the Noh administration. Polling experts say voters think South Korea's economic and diplomatic standing in the world has suffered because of what many say is indecisive leadership by Mr. Noh. As a former unification minister, Chung is closely tied to President Noh, who is constitutionally barred from a second term. Chung has staked his campaign on plans to deepen President Noh's policy of engagement with North Korea, which has transferred billions of dollars in aid and investment across the border in the interest of peace.
우리 경제가 새롭게 도약하는 데 있어 블루 오션은 북한입니다.
Chung calls North Korea a blue ocean of economic opportunity for South Korea and says he will create more zones similar to a South Korean-funded industrial park in the North Korean city of Kaesong. The engagement policy, however, lost public favor last year when North Korea conducted its first nuclear weapons test. Polls indicate about 46% of voters back conservative candidate Lee Myung-bak, who says cooperation with the North must be more closely tied to getting rid of nuclear weapons. However, Kim Jin-ah, a political science professor at South Korea's Kaemyeong University, says Chung trails mostly because people are voting in this election with their wallets.
이런 뭐 고용의 양극화라든지 그런 현상들이 지금 젊은 세대들에게
Kim says voters are looking for someone who can provide steady jobs for the economy. He also points out that sentiments of national independence and anti-Americanism are not as strong in South Korea as they were when President Noh seized on them to get elected. In the last days of the campaign, Chung has focused on fraud allegations against his rival, Lee. The frontrunner was cleared of those charges, but Chung's supporters say prosecutors were biased in their investigation. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.